Hey, everybody, this is Dave. Welcome back to the All Independent Renal Podcast. Before we get into the next episode with Bleached, I just wanted to let you know that our podcast is now on iTunes. So please go subscribe to the podcast, and that way you'll get every episode when it comes out automatically on your podcast feed. And you can also leave us a comment, leave us a rating. That would be hugely appreciated. You can also listen to us on Stitcher at Stitcher.com or just through our website at AllIndependentReno.com. So anyway, I got to sit down with Bleached after they played their show here at the Saint here in Reno. They were touring, or they're still currently touring, for their album that was just released this year called Welcome the Worms off of Dead Oceans Records. It's a great record. Go check it out. You can buy it at your local record store, or if you check out their website at hellobleached.com. You can find out all great upcoming shows at the Saint at thesaintreno.com too. But yeah, they played a great show with local band The Shames and Criminal Hygiene from L.A., and we had a fun conversation. Unfortunately, I didn't get to talk to their drummer, Nick. He was loading all of their gear in their van as we were talking after their show, and I think skateboarding a little bit outside, too. So yeah, you got to get some exercise when you're touring, right? Anyways, here's our conversation with Bleached. Yeah, if you're about, like, you know, yay away, like normal mic, yay away, you know,
I think,
normal
mic. Yeah, pretty good at passing mics.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll just start out, you know, by asking questions and first of all, saying that you played a fucking kick-ass show.
Like, thank you.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And is this the first time you've been to Reno? Or I think you had mentioned during the show that you'd been to Reno like one other time before.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how long ago it was. Definitely, like, at least 3 years ago. We played, oh, my God, I can't remember the name of it. Someone said it tonight. It was, like, really, like a small kind of garage style. It was really cool.
Huh.
It was a really fun show, I remember, too.
Well, I just heard about you from a friend of mine. Went out to South by Southwest.
Oh, cool.
Earlier this year, and was like, "You need to fucking check out Bleached." Oh my God! I'm like, "Okay, yeah, all right." And now just like following up, and you know, knowing that you were all coming to town and everything, and seeing all the cool things that you've been doing. Like you were just at Riot Fest recently, and played there with the original Misfits.
Which
was really cool because you guys covered Skulls earlier. Which was an awesome cover.
Yeah, we did a session with... What was the session that we
Which
did
one?
Skulls for?
The AV Club.
They like ask bands if they will cover a certain song by a certain band. Like, you don't get to choose. So they asked us, do you want to do Misfits, Skulls? And we did. And then so we did the cover for that, and we ended up really liking the version that we did. Because it almost sounds like Susie and the Banshees in the beginning.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then it turns into like the more Misfits style.
We made it very Susie. Yeah. I have to admit, though, covering Misfits is really hard.
Yeah, I could see that,
because it's...
Yeah.
So simple, but then like so like original. It's like original, simple. It's just really hard. So I feel like every time we like last minute are like, let's do a Misfits cover, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Like it's just, yeah.
So when you were at the festival, did you get to meet the guys?
Danzig? No, but our friend got into their backstage and got a picture with every one of them. She was texting us all the photos. It was so funny.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, it was really cool playing with them because they were a band from 77 to 83, and then they ended up reuniting without Danzig after that.
Yeah.
So they hadn't played a show with Danzig since 83, so 33 years later.
Yeah, I've seen him a few times here in Reno, but it was just Jerry only.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the lead singer and not Glenn
Danzig.
That's
so weird. I couldn't even imagine
that.
That's
weird. That'd be like
It was kind of like a cover band sort of thing.
Would that be like playing a Bleach show without Jen? And that'd be really weird.
Well, and speaking of which, I'm a terrible person and host because I haven't introduced you at all. So we have over here Jessica Clavin.
Yeah, Jesse Clavin.
Jesse Clavin and Jennifer Clavin.
Yes, Jennifer Clavin.
And Michaela Grace.
Hi.
Hello. And Nick is not around.
Yeah, we invited Nick, but we also...
Oh, he's doing the load in.
He's also skating. I can hear him out there.
Oh, he's practicing the mad skills.
We have to get exercise where we can.
For sure.
When we're on tour, it's like the skateboard, it pops out, and I always am like, okay, good. Everyone needs exercise.
Well, do you get to do that while you're on tour? Do you get to just go out and like go for a hike or something like that?
Usually we don't, but today, because we came from Nevada City, where Michaela grew up, so she took us to the Yuba River, and so we swam in the river today. So we got exercise, and this show was very exhausting. You probably wouldn't be able to tell that, because we usually have so much energy on stage, but I was, like, losing my breath because of all the exercise we did earlier. So maybe it's better not to exercise on tour.
And the sun kind of takes it out of you. We got blasted by the sun and jumped in the cold Yuba River and then hiked up, straight up the hill to where you get to the top and you just want to jump in the river again.
Like the Immigrant Gap, you know about that? Like off of 80, the big huge like cliff jump and stuff?
No, I don't know. I mean, I know about the Immigrant Gap, but I don't know what the swimming hole is there.
It's like a 50-foot cliff dive or something like that.
Have you done it?
Yeah, it was a long time ago, and it took me a couple hours to do it. It's not like a dive, it's just like a jump or whatever, but you're going from like sweltering hot temperatures and jumping in a freezing cold river, so it's like a body shock.
I did like a 15-foot jump today. That was awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, Nevada City is a pretty cool place. So, Michaela, you just celebrated a birthday there recently, too.
That was yesterday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so next on your tour, you're going around California. I saw that you're going to Australia, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been before?
Never.
No.
Never been to Australia.
I'm not looking forward to the flight. And it's really crazy because we have a festival we have to play in Columbus, and we fly home that day and we go home for a couple hours and then we leave that night for Australia.
That's touring life. It's rough.
Yeah.
That's got to be super fun too. I mean, you've all been a band now since what, 2011 or so?
Yeah.
So is this the most extensive tour that you've done before?
Yeah, in a row. Like tour after tour after tour. We've done extensive tours, but not like without that many breaks in between.
Okay.
And then when we get home, we usually have something Bleached related to do, like recording or something really important. So when you get home, you don't forget about your job.
Yeah, answering tons of emails and stuff and setting up for the next thing.
Yeah.
And this recent record, you got to go out to Joshua Tree and just chill out and write and that sort of thing. I mean, that's a pretty cool part of it.
That was a part of the record.
the what?
That was part of the record, is going out to Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
It wasn't the full record, but
one
part of writing was going to Joshua Tree and writing,
Well, that's got to be... That's fun, though. I mean, for like a job, I mean, you get to go out
for sure.
You know, for how long did it take to do, you know, the record out there? How long were you out there?
We would go here and there. It wasn't like one period of time. It was like a weekend here, 4 days here, you know.
Okay.
Back and forth. We would all find time in our schedule where we could be free and go.
Just a retreat and go out to the desert and...
Yeah, we had like a little cabin and it was easy to get away because you had to take this road to get to it, to the cabin. It was a very tricky road.
Like an Evil Dead style cabin, just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and
totally. Exactly.
Oh, man.
And you had to be prepared with all the groceries.
One morning, there was a scorpion in the shower.
Oh, my God.
And I wrote a note, because I was the first one up that morning, and I wrote a note and put it on the door, scorpion in shower with a sad face.
Oh, shit.
And Jessie saved it, because she collects notes.
Yeah.
I think scorpion was spelled wrong.
Yeah. I crossed it out and spelled it right. It was just a really sad note. And Jesse's like, this is my favorite note I've ever found.
And then I caught the scorpion, but I didn't realize at the time how dangerous it was because it was a baby one. And I guess those are the most poisonous or something.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just like, yeah, I can be tough right now. And I took a thing of Tupperware. And
Mikhail and I were screaming. We're like, what?
So Jesse, so you took care of the scorpion basically? Or?
No. My sister took care of it.
I took care of it. Okay. Jesse and Mikhail were screaming.
I took care of the note. I made sure I collected that note and I saved it. I still have it.
Scrapbooking.
Because one day I want to do a Dada book.
Right,
Dadaism
right.
Dadaism okay. book.
Yeah.
Of all the notes I collected, one being, I've collected a bunch of notes.
But that day that Jen caught the scorpion, I felt like I had a new respect for her because I feel like I almost messed it up because I screamed as soon as she put the cup on and she still powered through the scream and got it. And I was like, oh my God.
You're a badass.
I can't
and
do
thank
that.
You.
Yeah. It was a Capricorn in me. That's or it was the scorpion moon in me. Yeah. That's what it was. My moon sign is Scorpion, or Scorpio.
Scorpio, okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Do you guys remember that same night when the spider was on the glass? Oh
my God, that scared me more.
So the same night.
It was a white, giant white spider.
Spider was just on the glass. It was like one of those situations where
huge, the size of your hand.
Yeah, the size of your hand on the glass where like this thing is here for a reason.
That's when I was glad I was leaving the cabin. We were leaving that day or the next day.
Yeah.
And that, I feel like me and Mikhail were both like being scared of spiders and Jen catching the baby scorpion that morning. I think we were just like traumatized a little bit.
So I'm sure a lot of that came through on the writing process on the record. Yeah. Yeah. It became part of the theme of the trials and tribulations of writing a record in the studio. Yeah.
Symbolism, at least.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to catch that baby scorpion. For sure. So I was talking about just Riot Fest, for example, recently, and you're doing that twice? Like, it was in Denver, now it's in Chicago that you're going to?
Yeah, I guess they do two in a row, and that's where they are at. That's where they're located, is Denver and Chicago.
That's pretty cool.
And most bands play, most of the same bands play both. For like, except like Morrissey's playing the Chicago one, but he didn't play the Denver one.
Oh, okay.
I think the Chicago is much bigger is what they told me. So maybe there's like additional bands. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, that'll be pretty awesome. I mean, I really, you know, congratulate you all on your success and everything with the recent record and just touring and shit and traveling the world, you know, being able to play. Thanks. I'm very jealous. I'm very envious.
Oh, yeah. When you were talking earlier about, like, how awesome it is, though, like, traveling and you said something, but I can't remember, but I was just going to say that I feel like
having days off or something like that
I was just thinking that like the, even though it's really tough with all the flights and the lack of sleep, I feel like our job also, we have these super highs, like playing these amazing shows every night and traveling the world, going to Australia. So it's like, it kind of comes with both the highs and the lows.
Right. Well, totally.
And it's the time to do it right now, just to, like, I don't know, being young. Just have
I can
time.
Feel that pressure. No, as I get older, I'm like,
having the highs and the lows now.
Yeah, you can't do it later in life, you know, really.
Different highs and lows, probably. Because these ones are extreme, though.
Well, and also, you know, we don't get a lot. I mean, we're starting to now get a lot of, like, great bands coming through Reno and shit. So, I mean, it's really great for y'all to come here because a lot of people were very excited to just see you play here. And, I mean, that's
so fun.
Yeah, that's got to be, like, fun in itself just to see everybody's reaction.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Mm. And, shit, I mean, just other notable things that you've been able to accomplish, too, like being on Seth Meyers recently, Late Night with Seth Meyers. How was that?
That was so fun, but also so nerve-wracking. Like, it was just a very interesting experience. None of us had really done that before. and we didn't really know what to expect. All we knew was like our friends' band stories of being on those shows. And we kept being told like you only get one chance to play the song perfectly. So I think we all kind of were freaking out about that.
Yeah, no pressure at all.
Yeah. And they're like, they only let you redo the song if something really bad happens. And something did happen where the bass cable fell out of the bass amp
mid-song,
but we just all kept playing. And then afterwards, they were like, all right, we're doing one more time. And we were like, oh, thank God. And so I feel like the second time around, I was way less nervous.
Mm. Yeah.
So I was kind of glad we got to do it a second time.
I feel like the crowd was less nervous, too, because they weren't being filmed or...
Right. And they were probably cheering you on like, yeah,
The audience, you know.
Yeah.
And Seth was really nice. Seth. First name basis.
Yeah, Seth.
You know, Seth.
He never breaks his smile.
Yeah, he always seems like a consistently happy guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, tonight there was a little bit of a thing that happened in the first couple of songs where Jesse, your guitar strap broke.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That's been happening like every night.
Well, no, it's like it goes back and forth. It happens with me and then Jen deals with it. We both deal with like just that, you know, technical side of playing music. And you have to like quickly be on your feet to like make it work. So I was like, okay, I need tape.
Yeah, quick. And give me tape, somebody. Give me tape.
And it was really annoying because I like screwed it in. I put some matches in and it just broke immediately.
Shit.
And I think it's because I just thrash really hard. I'm throwing it around. So...
Yeah, for sure. Is that like the? I mean, what other kind of things happen like during shows? I'm sure sometimes just shit. The
like,
cable thing on Seth Meyers and
that Jesse's guitar amp fell over yesterday.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Yeah. Like actually just fell over on its own.
Well, the amp fell over, but I still heard it. The mic was still on, like perfectly where it was. I was like, well, this is still working out.
Oh my God! In Nevada City, that was that show.
Yeah, we did a radio show. City.
Oh, my personal favorite when the vocal monitor that you have that lets you hear yourself totally stops working in the middle of the set, and you're like, "Oh, sorry to be really annoying, but I can't play anymore until this is fixed." Yeah. So, please help
me. You want my voice to be really out of tune,
right?
Yeah.
Then it's like if you don't have vocal monitors, it's like you're like deaf singing pretty much.
Yeah. Because the instruments are so loud, you can't hear your voice at all.
And vocals important instruments. Vocals is an instrument. It's one of the most important instruments, I feel, you know, playing a show. It carries the melody of what's going on.
Especially with your music, it's very, like, melodic and very, like, it's catchy. Like, especially, like, your most recent records, like, the last couple that you've had are very catchy and very, like, dialed in with...
Yeah, like, I'll notice a lot of people singing along to the lyrics at every show.
Yeah.
Every show there's someone singing along, more than, like, a bunch of people.
And anybody can do ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's like, you know what? Come on. Jump in. Fucking sing along, people.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, can you do ba-ba-ba-ba?
That's the harmony.
Well, cool. You know what? Thank you all so much for taking time to sit down with me after you played your show. I'm sure you're exhausted and want to get on to the next city, but thank you for coming to Reno.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no, I can't stop it. What did I press? Okay, wait a minute. We're on air.
Bye, Reno.
Okay. Bye. You were just listening to All in the Okay, well, that was great. That was a lot of fun talking to Bleached after they played their show. I think we finished the podcast around like 1 in the morning, something like that. So they were super tired. I was tired. And they had to go on to the next show after that. That's the touring life. So you can check out all of their cool stuff at HelloBleached.com. www.thewormsmusic.com. You can find their most recent album, Welcome the Worms, and previous albums, you know, t-shirts, stuff like that too, hellobleach.com. Follow them on Twitter and Facebook. And be sure to check out The Saint, too, at thesaintreno.com. Great local venue here that has a lot of great upcoming shows. But yeah, follow them and, you know, Twitter and Facebook and stuff. Thanks to Criminal Hygiene and The Shames for opening up for them. And like I said before, the podcast is on iTunes now, so you can subscribe, leave a comment, blah, blah, blah. Stitcher.com, you can listen to us, you know, on Mixcloud still. I think I'm still doing that. So anyways, you know, until next time, this is Dave with All Independent Reno Podcast. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about us, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.